Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. Yes, thank the Most High that we're back, back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again and to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that unto his cause I have some very important. He has some very important things for his cause and for the hope and the healing of his people that I must do. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of, he said I would have his, I would accrue, first he said I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. And under that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. I said, we must understand that it is Yah who determines, yes, it is Yah who determines all things. And unto declaring his message, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I said, my brothers and sisters, yes, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And I indeed thank you all for listening. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters, as I've related the opening screen to this show. Yah is the Most High. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, he will be respected in the fact that there's none, I said none, greater than he. Yet, as we find it written, I said as we find it written in the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter, carnal mind has been enmity against the Most High. Yes, I said carnal mind. Carnal mindedness. Man, after the limitations of his flesh, seeking to exalt himself after his flesh. Has in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, since sought to even limit. Yes, even sought to limit the power of the Most High himself. Man, my brothers and sisters, has sought to place within the frame of his own lack of understanding even the parameters of what is salvation, what pleases the Most High, what is true to his will. My brothers and sisters, in seeking to lean to his own understanding. And the scriptures tell us that because of this, without faith, did you hear me? Because of this, it says, without faith, it is not possible to please Yah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that man must have a gift. He must seek the favor of the Most High. That he discern what, in fact, is divine will. That he discerns what before the Most High is pleasing. Man that makes an oath unto the Most High must also find it an honor. Yes, my brothers and sisters, an honor to be refined, disciplined, and taught by him. However, my brothers and sisters, like I've said, man as always, despised. Excuse me a second. I'm back. Something I thought I needed to check on for a moment. Ah, I believe I've got it. Okay, great. Okay, something needs to sit up, make sure the transmission through Blog Talk comes in clearly. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, that as I said, the Most High is supreme. There's none greater than He. But man, seeking to exalt himself, seeking even to rob the Most High of the authority that belongs to Him, has sought to exalt himself in his various worldly sovereignties. So often more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones. I said so often more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones than realizing what it means when the scripture says, who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High, and who shall stand in his holy place? But he that has clean hands and a pure heart, has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, but receives his righteousness from the Holy One of his salvation. All my brothers and sisters, according to the Psalms, it is also related. First verse, 24th Psalm. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and all they who dwell therein. My brothers and sisters, we live in a world that has not really fully discerned this truth. Rulers in this world have sought to take men under their own control according to what seems wise or pleasing to themselves. Men have sought esteem from other men, and in seeking esteem also, my brothers and sisters, so often seeking control, oftentimes not seeking fully what is the will of the Most High, willing to be complicit with the short-sightedness of what is still yet a worldly status quo. I said a worldly status quo. The nature of this world, it's not, my brothers and sisters, that it seeks to seriously in all things appease the Most High. But rather, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought what pleases other men. What men call viable. What men call having worth. What men, my brothers and sisters, esteem is satisfactory, ought to be exalted. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is man has proven in his carnality that he's always despised, sought to pervert, or destroy what is simply not under or beyond his control. Man has said that he believes. But if he believes not beyond the constraints of his own ideals, my brothers and sisters, man has sought to establish himself as supreme, rather than realizing the greater primacy of the Most High. You know, I find it amazing when I look at what is oftentimes called the inaugural address of various presidents of this country. Oftentimes they put their hands on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution. Our brothers and sisters, have men not discerned that what men call a Supreme Court will be judged by one who is greater than all? Dare me, my brothers and sisters, say the final word is in the hands of men at their own discretion, at their own design. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that men can deliver themselves, that this world, the people in it, can deliver themselves from the anomalies that are in their own souls? Really? Think again. If man's conscience is such that he does not discern the error that is in his heart that he must exceed, must overcome, he's already defeated by his own blindness, by his own self-will, by his own idea of what he calls, before the Most High sufficient? Much more, my brothers and sisters, to be discerned. I said there's much more in the Most High to be discerned than what is common, the common expression, common ideals of man. Scriptures tell us that we all must come to reason together. And I mean by that, my brothers and sisters, reason beyond ourselves. See, beyond ourselves to discern with his inspiration, diligently and humbling seeking him for his inspiration that we reason together. My brothers and sisters, do we think we can reason together according to reason together as one, according to the frailty of what is the human mind and heart? We have to discern, my brothers and sisters, that no man has power unto himself to make himself in all things pleasing unto Yah. Do I need to repeat that? No man has the power in and of himself to make himself in all things pleasing unto the One Most High. If I need to repeat that again, I will. No man has power unto himself to make himself in all things pleasing unto Yah. The Most High himself must reveal his will. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? The Most High himself must reveal himself. He must reveal what is his desire. He must reveal what is his plan. The scripture tells you in advance that though so much is written, that men will not discern it, that the Most High opens the eyes. The scripture said in advance that so much of the truth is contained in the scripture that that the Most High grants his spirit to discern it, men will not. And the scripture already tells us that he will reveal himself not to the worldly or those who are satisfied with worldly compromise, but to those who seek all his will beyond themselves. Discerning so often, my brothers and sisters, that what is the will of Yah? Well, discerning, my brothers and sisters, so often what is highly esteemed among men is disgusting before him. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that according to the scriptures, and it is written, in the book of Philippians, the apostle, relating to Messiah himself, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Maybe this is a concept that most have not really fully discerned. In Philippians 2nd chapter 2:13, the apostle admonished the congregation to realize something. He said, it is Yah who inspires you with the will. How about the knowledge, the power? Yes, my brothers and sisters, also the will, the conversion of the mind and heart, necessary that you do the good thing that you desire to do. I want you to listen to me. The word there for good means, my brothers and sisters, that you, well, the word for good there relates not only what is seems good to men. Didn't I just say that the Messiah himself said that which is highly esteemed among men is disgusting before Yah? Let us then discern, my brothers and sisters, the meaning of this. Think about it. You got some 45,000 denominations in this world, all interpreting the scriptures as they will. Is that reasoning together with Yah? Is that a matter of man functioning truly after the Holy Spirit? Most High told me that if any man can believe, this multitude of contradictions that men have derived, yes, reading the scriptures, deriving different ideals. If man can believe these contradictions are the work of his Holy Spirit, such a man cannot be a disciple unto him. If man is so sure about the designs of his own heart, his own will, how he's been predisposed in his thinking in this world, that he cannot hearken to the Most High to reason. My brothers and sisters, such a soul has resisted allowing the Most High to teach his mind, heart, and soul unto what? For the Most High is worthy. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that every lie man believes, every misconceit that's in his heart, is an obstacle against discerning a greater dimension of truth. Is an obstacle against the purging of his conscience. And by purging of his conscience, my brothers and sisters, I know there are those who sit back and say, oh, well, they feel no shame. But my brothers and sisters, the purging of the human conscience, I can only tell you, when Most High refines your mind, he gets a hold to you like he can. I can only tell you there's so much that you once called wise. Suddenly become very, very, but much so, discerned as foolish to you. But my brothers and sisters, there's so much truth that so much what is divine plan, so much what is divine expectation, that this generation has hardly considered. Isaiah 52:15, 53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because what people had not considered, what they had not considered, they shall consider. So who's going to believe his report? Whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? Salvation. The Most High revealed. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, will, at the behest of the Most High, hearkening to him, proving that they would learn from him, desirous, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, to submit, to be molded by his hand, desirous to be pleasing to him? How many are willing to reason and consider pursuing the Most High to make of them what from the beginning was his plan that man must be? How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to discern that that level of discretion is not something that man can form of himself? Messiah himself, Yohanan, John, 5:30 said, of myself, I can do nothing. He told his disciples, after having been with them for nearly 3 years, 3 years, 3.5 years, he said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot receive or grasp them yet. Something in the carnality of their minds. Barriers that still needed to be broken in their thinking. A greater sense of realization that only the Spirit of the Most High can give, definitely necessary. Not only for their conscience to be raised to understand, but my brothers and sisters, for the barriers to be removed that will allow that understanding. Because man is proven in the multitude of his diverse allegiances. What has been his hatred against the absolution that is the standard, the unchanging standard of the Most High. Men have even gone as far as to say the Most High has created somehow a new covenant. No, my brothers and sisters, Most High does not change. Malachi tells us this in the third chapter. Malachi tells us plainly. I said Malachi tells us very plainly that Messiah comes to restore righteousness as of old and former years. Second chapter, because the rulers have not administered the law of the Most High rightly. Those who were called lawgivers, lawyers, law to the people. Like some people talk about, a lot of people even today look at police officers and call them the law. But my brother says, whose law is it that they exact? Is it in all things fair before Yah? I say, think again. My brothers and sisters, dare we refuse to understand that while our society is not one in all things of the Most High, that while our people are not in all things agreed with the Most High, what men have followed after must be sin, because it's definitely not lawful. If you really believe the Most High desires to look upon men saying that they belong to Him, saying that they are His people, when they cannot agree, our brothers and sisters, if we were all His disciples, we would all be set free beyond all the variant rulerships and misrulerships. Pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, prime ministers, whatever they call themselves. If we were truly His disciples, we are the disciples of the King of Kings. The Spirit the Most High puts upon Him. My brothers and sisters, do you know that it would be so much easier for man to understand, to reason, to consider together, to give genuine honor and glory unto Yah? My brothers and sisters, Most High told me that we can believe that all these contradictions are the result of discipleship unto Him, that we cannot be His disciples. We must have faith, seeking the Most High, knowing that He is wiser than all these differences, else such self-satisfaction. I said, else such self-satisfaction will blind our hearts not to discern so much of what we should still yet come to know. Isaiah 46, 8 through 13 speaks of Messiah coming, saying, remember these things, O ye transgressors, bringing them again to mind, O ye sinners, and show yourselves men. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, exactly what the scriptures also say in Isaiah 44, 20 through 45, 6, all the way up to 46, 13. Scriptures saying the same thing in 1 Corinthians 4, 5. Really, relative to all the scriptures from around about 3:14, 3:17, 1 Corinthians. That no man consider himself so wise before the time, any man consider himself wise in this world, that he consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. That man, no man consider him so wise, himself so wise before the time. When Messiah comes to bring to mind the hidden things that men have not considered. How about also, my brothers and sisters, expose all misrule in this world that has hid the truth from you. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I said, and then shall every man know how to praise, honor the Most High. Many, my brothers and sisters, must still yet to be considered. Can man be so sure that he's already considered all that he needs to know? All that would be considered, that would cause him to be considered true to Yah? My brothers and sisters, it's the Most High that reveals His exceeding conscience. It's the Most High that reveals His will. And man is proven by the multitude of his diverse allegiances, as I said before, my brothers and sisters. 45,000 denominations call upon the name of the Most High, they say. But my brothers and sisters, if man truly loved the Most High with all his mind, heart, soul, and might, there's so much truth that man, my brothers and sisters, today needs to recapture, that he would have recaptured to discern it well long ago. Scripture says the Messiah appears, he's going to reveal so much what man has forgotten for a very long time. Scripture says he will come to suddenly do so. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? He will come to suddenly, very suddenly, swiftly, unexpectedly do so. I can only tell you, I remember when the Most High first began to speak to me. And he told me some very, very powerful truths, even the very purpose for which man exists. And I thought I really knew something with that. Very next day, he told me more about what he had told me the day before. And I could only, in my shock, come to realize something that he also spoke. He said if I'd contemplated deeply enough the things that he told me the day before, what he told me that next day would not have been so much of a surprise to me. Are men so sure they've contemplated the will of Yah to the degree that they need to? I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Of all the men have created, all they've aggrandized after the powers, they say, of their own conscience and mind, and thought to call wise. I'll tell you something. Think about it. This constitution of this nation says that it claims to be up for and by the people and claims to be justice. Has it considered all the Most High has declared? Or has it run the error of King Saul, the first king of Israel, being more concerned about the will of the people? He was removed from being king after the Most High had already told him what was for the good of the people. I want you to consider Romans 2:29. True Jew is one whose praise, who he seeks to honor, is Yah rather than men. For he knows that despite all that men may imagine, even if the whole world be deceived, if the whole world be a liar, if the whole world be forgetful and inconsiderate, if the whole world be hypocritical. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Even if the whole world be hypocritical, dissuaded, misled, Yah will still yet be true to all his words. So he understands, my brothers and sisters, that it is Yah who is first to be pleased. Nothing that the mind of man has created in esteem, my brothers and sisters, nothing that he's esteemed in this world even. Nothing material. Has worth enough, my brothers and sisters, for a man to say that he might gather it up. Nothing material, my brothers and sisters, will of this world shall a man say that he might gather it up and purchase, my brothers and sisters, the life of his soul. You need to understand that. The wisdom and the refinement of mind and heart that is necessary to please the Most High is a gift from him. Is that something that man despises? Because he wants to esteem what he sees, what's under his control, within the measure of his own conscience to imagine? I will tell you this, my brothers and sisters, again. Messiah said it, of myself I can do nothing. If you read the scriptures, it's talking about in Philippians 2:13 before it, where he had to remind the people, it is Yah who inspires men to do the will, inspires them with the will or even the power and imagination to do the good things that they desire to do. It is Yah. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that all the verses before that in Philippians 2 speaks of how Messiah himself had to humble himself. Did you hear my brothers and sisters had to humble himself before Yah? That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear that he is Lord to the glory of Yah, his Father. Understand what that means. That he has encompassed beyond all the obstacles of an ordinary carnal mind. He has come to realize beyond, like I said, the ideals that so often capture the human soul. To serve my brothers and sisters what indeed is pleasing unto Yah. In fact, that's the reason why he said in the dispensation of the gospel, all power from on high, means all jurisdiction and discretion from on high, necessary unto the kingdom of Yah. He said that power from on high had been given unto him. The power that men might become sons of Yah, that they might discern what is divine will, might discern what in fact, my brothers and sisters, is a light and the will of the Most High as he's declared his word from the beginning. Something that this world shows no example of. And even if it were to see an example, it's only by the power of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that any man discerns that power. I want you to understand all scriptures relate to Messiah and his appearance in the last days. The world would not see to respect him. You need to read Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6. Concerning the one, the scripture said the Most High would send to reconcile mankind according to one conscience. People that he might create a people who speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found in their mouths, that he might preserve them. That's true to his name. All these scriptures in Philippians 2 said, again, it said concerning him, he made himself of no reputation, and he humbled himself as a man. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Again, it says he made himself of no reputation. Isaiah 50 said Messiah would come in the last days, saying, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about those who are spiritually not as mature as need be? He said those who wait for him shall renew their strength. Shall be renewed to spiritual strength, my brothers and sisters. And apparently, according to Isaiah 41, beyond what seems wise at the hand of the rulers. So we have to understand that when the scripture says salvation by faith in him alone, it means, if you really want to understand it in its right context, it should better be understood that only by faith, beyond the misconceits of man, beyond all ordinary worldly instruction, seeking fully what the Most High planned from the beginning and eternally, that the various rulerships of this world cannot declare. Listen to me. Think about it. Is there even one nation on this earth that compels men unto allegiance unto it, looking forward to its own destruction, that men might be ultimately set free beyond all ordinary worldly conscience? I want you to understand something. One of the biggest secrets in the Bible is that it is related that Messiah must come to expose all the misconceits of all the various political, national, and pseudo-religious rulers of this whole world, proving all your leaders, my brothers and sisters, having fallen short of the mark, that he establishes a standard which will decide who indeed are his friends and who are his enemies. Read Isaiah 59:19-21. Talks about the way of peace men have not known, but everybody wants to declare there's the way of peace and deserves to be called viable, even unto eternal life. But it says the way of peace men have not known. Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw no intercessor, no one pleading for the fullness of divine will, because didn't know it. I didn't know to plead, my brothers and sisters, for something far beyond themselves. It says he would take up ultimate, brothers and sisters, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, zeal as a cloak, to stand up for those, my brothers and sisters, who would seek the exceeding will of Yah, who would turn from transgression. How about all the misconceits seeming wise to men? Who would turn toward all righteousness. Defend those, my brothers and sisters, who seek. Knowing, my brothers and sisters, the contradictions we see in this world cannot be viable. He says, when the enemy should come in like a flood, in other words, all those who seek to exalt their own standards should come in like a flood. Spirit of the Most High, even the anointed one of the Most High, should lift up a standard against them. And when a standard is raised against all the misconceits of this world, Scripture says this is the covenant the Most High has for his people. It says a Savior will come to Zion for those who would turn from transgression. On the day that he comes to turn all ungodliness from the midst of his people. He said they will all in that day, beyond all blindness. You need to read Romans 11:25-27. In that day, beyond all blindness, my brothers and sisters, we shall all have the same covenant with Yah. And he says, his covenant should not depart from our mouths, nor the mouths of our descendants henceforth even forever. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what it is that prevented us from knowing that covenant, that pure, perfect will, and that synchronicity. It has been the hardness of heart, of human heart, self-will, man driven by what seems wise to his own heart. As I said, man seeming wise according to what seems most viable in his own heart, and not seeking entirely, my brothers and sisters, what fully in all things pleases the Most High. Yah is the only Savior, my brothers and sisters. The heart of man must be converted. One scripture in the Psalm says it this way: a broken and contrite heart, O Yah, thou wilt not despise. My brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is this, and I'm still moving toward relating to you all that I want to relate to you concerning this. Tomorrow night may be the time that I really get into this to the dimension that Yah willing, I know that needs to be spoken. Because the Most High, in the day of judgment, as prophesied, is very soon to require of mankind everything that he foreordained in his purpose for having made man from the very beginning. 45,000 denominations across this world teaching something different haven't revealed that, my brothers and sisters. Or else there wouldn't be 45,000 different denominations across 280 nations. The Most High is about to require mankind, according to Isaiah 28. Everything line upon line, precept upon precept, according to all that he conceived from the very beginning. I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, that no man can discern or be refined under that level of conscience to please the Most High according to that initial ideal, but by faith and direct revelation from Yah. No man can give to the Most High what is expected of him, lest it is given of him by the Most High. No man can take authority unto even being able to teach such a thing unto himself. Messiah said that power, that authority had been given unto him. And my brothers and sisters, even in the book of Hebrews, it tells you in the 5th chapter, no man makes himself a priest. But it had to come, my brothers and sisters, at the appointment of the Most High himself. No man makes himself a pastor, priest, rabbi, or anyone who can even begin to teach the truth of the will of Yah, that the Most High grant him the power, which means, quite frankly, that so much of what men have looked upon or heard and the titles that men give themselves simply has not been that authority, or else Messiah would not have to come to expose them all and their unrighteousness, that men might discern what indeed the will of Yah is. Psalms 14, Psalm 53 relates the Messiah must come because the Most High looked upon the sons of men and seen none righteous, none that does good, no, not one, all beguiled and bewitched by evildoers, pretenders. None realizing how much more they need to understand, how much more they need to seek Yah. Says, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel, and that day Israel shall be glad. Most High promised that he would reveal someone one day, that he would open his eyes, that he opened the eyes of many. By his discretion, the scripture says, he would justify or correct many. Has that been the expectation of men? Or have the rulers, my brothers and sisters, fatally flattered the people to believe that they could be justified according to what seems what most wise in their own heart, simply because they hear no reprover? And in fact, if a reprover were to come in the midst, they would seek to have him silenced. Shame, my brothers and sisters. I wish we had time to go through the book of Enoch that talks about how it reads in advance that Messiah would be cast out from the temples of those who claim to praise him in the latter days. We have to cast them down because they would not praise him by whom their thrones were given. Listen to what I mean by that. Many of my brothers and sisters claim to be believers, claim to trust in the Most High and his Messiah. And many of my brothers and sisters trust that these people have faith, trusting that they have loved the truth, have placed them in places of power. But Isaiah 41 says, the ones you've elected, thinking that they praise the Most High, will be proven an abomination, not the work of his hands. And even my brothers and sisters saying that those who have believed that such as these were true to Yah, they themselves too an abomination. The Most High has one that he has chosen, one that he has formed. And scripture says he would trod down all the principles and powers, the principles and rulers of the world, like a potter treads clay, setting everything smooth again, straight and level. It says, because men have not preached the gospel, the way of the kingdom of Yah, but taught other systems as if they were acceptable. Scripture says, if any man preach another gospel, another kingdom, it said, let him be accursed. Galatians first. What is the 45,000 denominations you see out here then? The 280 nations. Are they a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to heal the people, or is it just man's desires to exalt himself against the sovereignty of the King, the Most High, and his King of Kings? I want us to consider himself, my brothers and sisters. No man can raise his own conscience to a place in which the Most High is pleased. And he said he would offer that spirit not to the rebellious, but those, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to consider all things. What the scripture said, the Messiah will come and do and say, morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear his teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way. Get the point? It means not only in hearing what the Most High has to say, has he accepted it, but my brothers and sisters, he has had a consistent will to discern all the more of what is divine will. And for this reason, morning by morning, as the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching. I want you to consider Yohanan 17 and 9. Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly. In other words, those, my brothers and sisters, who are not willing to humble themselves to open their minds to discern the greater truth beyond themselves, according to all the Most High intended from the beginning. He said, make no request for the double-minded like this. The book of Jacob said the same. Called the various ideals of the nations provocative temptations. Double-mindedness. He said, if you lack wisdom, let's just say you're indiscriminate or misled, confused after the varying ideals of this world. He said, you must ask Yah for wisdom. He said, let not the double-minded man think he can receive anything from Yah, for he's unstable in all his ways. Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon instability, my brothers and sisters, when there's so much need to stabilize human conscience. His kingdom, my brothers and sisters, he will build with the foundation of a people who prove that they will, upon hearing his word, discerning his nature. Follow him wherever he leads. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about something. 45,000 denominations out here claiming to read the Bible. He had argumentative on so many points. He said his word is line upon line, precept upon precept, meaning that, as I've said before, everything the Most High says reinforces everything else he said and is reinforced by everything else that he said. He does not deny himself. He does not betray, my brothers and sisters, himself. He is true, my brothers and sisters, to all he has and all that he will say. So blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who would realize that if there's strife and divisions among us, it's not because we have followed him truly after his spirit. There's strife and divisions among us, my brothers and sisters. There's something after the way we've been predisposed in this world that has been an obstacle to us. And we need to be very careful that it not only being careful, but such thinking oftentimes is not only an obstacle to self, impeding progress, impeding the hope of cooperation unto peace, but also, my brothers and sisters, an obstacle to others, because after such miscreant thought, me and my brothers and sisters who have been so victimized blocks set in their minds are also blocks to others. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not by his spirit seek to, as the scripture says, first in the mind of Messiah make the crooked places straight, that he should lead the people on the ways that they have not known. He does not remove these obstacles for man to continue to seek to uphold them. He does not remove these obstacles for man to build them again. My brothers and sisters, we live in a society that people, by and large, have not understood. This society has not taught men how to praise the Most High. But by and large, my brothers and sisters, for not teaching fully all that is divine will, taught men how to offend. On last evening, I talked about how Messiah said, I'm from above and not from below. You are of this world, I'm not of this world. He was speaking to a people that yet needed to be converted, that they not be dissuaded after the misconceits of this world. He said, if you're my disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to be free? Desirous not to be halted or constrained by anything of their own minds and hearts, that they might indeed be made one unto the Most High. How many really desire that with all their minds and hearts? Well, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 25, the Messiah will come first to a city, like the scripture said in Zephaniah 2:15-3:6. Isaiah 24:10-16. The Messiah will come first to a city in which all the varying misconceits of a whole world have gathered. You can look at Revelation 16, 12 through 21 and find out who that one is called King of the East. People not willing to recognize their shame, being applauded by fatal flatterers. My brothers and sisters would not, Super said, would not listen. They would not listen to him. So that city would have to be destroyed to show a whole world that in its confusion, it has not revered the Most High. King's there is running for cover, it says in Revelation 16, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. But my brothers and sisters, the very one that men have rejected is the one Scripture said was saved. The angels of wrath heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Whoever it is that discerns that one called the angel from the rising sun, angel meaning also the word for king or messenger, rising sun, east, king of the east. Yes, it's the title of Messiah himself. How many understand that? Read Isaiah 44:20-45:6 and understand who it is before whom he dries up the rivers or sets the mind free beyond the constraints of man. Preparing man, my brothers and sisters, for a greater king. Who is it? Scripture says that before him all the kings of the earth would be gathered, but he would expose them all. And Babylon, my brothers and sisters, even a great city, Babylon, should be shook by a great earthquake, and all the cities of the nations fall. Read that and compare it to Isaiah 25:1-3-10. And understand it's talking about the same word, but why didn't your leaders tell you this? If they don't prepare you to discern, the Messiah comes to relate a sense of conscience and awareness that the whole world has not. Scripture says he has upon him the name of the Most High, he called his name the Word of Yah. Had a name which no man knew but he himself. Called his name the Word of Yah, meaning he understands what is divine conscience and promise. At a level that men have not understood for a very, very long time. See, with that word, my brothers and sisters, like a sharp two-edged sword, which will he smite all the nations. Smite the nations, Scripture says, and discipline them with a rod of iron, strict discipline. All my brothers and sisters, it says that those who will to do his will know the doctrine in so many ways. They'll be shepherded, even unto salvation and unto righteousness. But those resisting will be broken like the breaking of an unclean potter's vessel that is broken without pity. An unclean potter's vessel, my brothers and sisters, carries a disease. It must not be to the constant impediment of the human soul. Time we understand that man should not be so unwise to continue to hurt himself. It's only after the will of Yah that he discerns what pleases Yah unto the gift of life and peace. Man can't continue to fatally flatter himself, constraining divine will and expecting to have life in it. All and devil worship. It's time to know the difference. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. Keep listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, need to keep listening, because there's a lot more I need to tell you about the economy of things. The Most High intends that this world must soon understand. For on the day that he requires of mankind, according to all that he has foreordained, it's only he that will be able to give to man what is negotiable as a gift to his soul. Written throughout the scriptures, but how many understand?